السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 17th of December 2024, corresponding with the 15th of Jumadul Akhira, 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء شعبة من الإيمان، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you afiyat and afa afiyat. May Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen and inshallah الذين may the ummah benefit. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. And to Appa as well. And Ameen, Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. So 2.5 months left for the Ramadan Mubarak, the honorable, auspicious month of Ramadan. Hence, all of us should be reading, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, spare us for another Ramadan Mubarak out of your grace, mercy and benevolence. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses number 69 right up to verse number 72. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, Alam Tara, what did you not see that person? When Almighty Allah says Alam Tara, it means, what don't you know? Almighty Allah speaks about the people who are decimated, destroyed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala before the Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 50-55 days approximately. Suratul Fil, the chapter regarding the elephant. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So obviously this incident took place before the Mubarak Milad and honorable birth of the Master Alayhi Salam, and Allah is using the word alam tara. What did you not see? So meaning alam ta'alam, do you not know? So Almighty Allah is teaching you directly, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'alam. Allah teaches you directly what you did not know. So that is why Nabi al-Ummiyyi means Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet, and Rasul, the Messenger, and Ummi, that he was not taught by human being and creation. He was taught directly by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So go and refer to chapter 105, and it comprises 5 verses as well. So you will find great lessons there, how Almighty Allah destroyed Abraha and his elephants and so forth. Alam tara, what don't you know, O human being? First and foremost, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then me and you. Ilalladina, that those people, don't you see them, don't you know? Those people, ilalladina yujadiluna fi ayatillah, they are, and they will continue quarreling, disputing, and debating regarding the verses of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, without fear of contradiction, we can say. We as Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth that have our divine book and scripture in its pristine purity, and that is manifest in the noble Quran, chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, surely, we, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence, we reveal this noble Quran, the dhikr, the reminder, referring to the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, piecemeal, gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and we will protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. We have millions of people across the globe who have memorized the noble Quran. Children 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. Old people 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. Male, female, Arab and non-Arab. Nowadays, majority non-Arabs are the Hufaz and Hafiz. You, the Pope, Christians, you can't produce one person in the entire world who has memorized the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible, the original one that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, in the original language. And you have so many different versions that even the virgins are confused and you are blowing their fuses. You go to the Jutlas and Jutlis, the Jews, the Haramis, and ask the Rabbi, Chief Rabbi of South Africa, Israel, any other country, they'd read for me the Torah in the original language from cover to cover by memory. They will tell you you're anti-Semite. They will tell you you're a terrorist. That's all they're good for. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that is where we are. Allah took His attribute, chapter 15, verse 9, wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah is Hafiz and Hafizun, and now He gave that attribute to your son, to your daughter, Hafiz Abu Bakr, Hafiz Umar, Hafiz Usman, Hafiz Ali, and Hafiza Aisha, Hafiza Hafsa, Hafiza Maymuna. Imagine how Almighty Allah, Hafiza Fatima. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us, highlighting His bounties. So they continue debating and disputing the verses of Allah. Anna Yusrafoon. Where are they being turned away? Because of secularism, capitalism, democracy, Zionism, communism, socialism. Every ism is a curse upon its human beings. The only panacea and solution is Islam. Otherwise, remember the world. You can see what is happening today in all parts of the world. Who are these people? Alladhina kazzabu bil kitab. They are those people who refute and reject the book of Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif. Wa bima arsalna bihi rusulana. And they also reject what we have sent. We, Prophet Hud, there is selection by Almighty Allah, not election. You can see when you have elections, you have criminals like Trump, and you have crazy people like Netanyahu and war criminals and so forth. وَبِمَا أَرْسَلْنَا بِهِ رُسُولَنَا. And whoever we have sent from our messengers and prophets, so they reject the message and the messengers. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon they will come to know. When death occurs, that is Qiyamatu Sughra, the minor Qiyamat, the micro. And when the convulsions take place, and the whole world is now being demolished and perished and so forth, chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa waja. Everybody, everything on this earth, in the universe, celestial creation, terrestrial creation, all will be destroyed and all will perish. Illa waja, except Him, Almighty Allah alone. He was, He is, He always will be. He is the exclusive Khaliq. So He was, is, will always be. Makhluk, we have a starting and an ending. So soon they will come to know what will happen to them. Idil aghlalu fi a'naqihim. When the yokes will be placed around their neck, and then it will be squeezing them. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Wassalasil, and the silsila, the chains, and the shackles will be there, dragging them. Yushabun, dragging them towards Jahannam and the hellfire. So their bodies and their legs and feet and all will be in the shackles, and now they'll be dragged towards Jahannam and the hellfire. Fil hamim, they'll be then thrown into the blazing fire in inferno. Thumma fin nari yusjarun, and thereafter they will be burning there inside that fire. Did you read today? Istighfar, tahajjud time, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. After Fajr, read Allahumma ajirna minan nar 7 times. After Maghrib Salat, read 7 times Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh beloved Allah, save us from the nar, from Jahannam and the hellfire. That is Sunnah and Nabawiyah, Hadith in Abu Dawood. So we should always beg Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus il-A'la, the highest stages in Jannah. That is the only theory, that is the only concept, that is the only reality. In fact, as we, far as we Muslims go, what is success? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whosoever is taken far, far away from the fire and admitted into Jannah and Paradise, indeed that person is successful. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185. So yeah, Almighty Allah has made it very, very clear. And we see now people, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Allah says in the same verse, chapter 3, verse 185, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but dhoka ka saman hai. It is goods of deception, remember that. Don't get deceived with what you see and with the glitter and glamour of this world. Dunya bohat bewafa hai. The dunya and the glitter and glamour is very, very unfaithful. Disloyal, unloyal. Allah will always be there for us if we are loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So great lesson. We must always remember that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go to the news, views, interviews throughout the globe, and locally, nationally, and globally. Today, 15th of Jumad al-Akhirah in South Africa, Southern Africa. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, the 16th of Jumad al-Akhirah. Day number 438 of the Gaza genocide. 2 jutlas killed, dispatched straight to Jahannam, alhamdulillah. 5 jutlas injured or the special given to them by the Houthis. We love the Houthis as long as they attack the Israelis. We know majority of them are Shias. Shias are not Muslim. But Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses the non-Muslims to help Islam, because we Sunnis and Muslims are fast asleep, then Allah uses other people also. So very good, Israel is threatening, they're going to attack the Houthis. So you attack them in the past, what did it help? Allah is going to punish you, Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews, right till the day of justice, and the worst type of punishment. So whether it's from Hitler, whether it's from Hezbollah, whether from Hamas, whether from Houthis, and all the age, and then you'll be dispatched to age hell. So that is what awaits you, O Jutlas and Jutlis. Israeli quadcopters. So remember, they come from on top, and then they kill the Palestinians, whether it is the babies and children, whether it is the civilians. 200,000 people already martyred, murdered in Gaza. If you know the original statistics, not what the media is telling you about 45 and so, 4,000 is more than 200,000. Nearly caught a million people martyred and murdered by the Jews and the Zionists, a cursed nation, and Allah will decimate and destroy them ajil and ghair ajil very soon. The Palestinian Authority of Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, are the enemies of the Palestinians. They do the dirty work for Israel and America. They have sold, they are sold to the devil just to get money and so forth and so on. Therefore, I told you long time, MBS, MBZ, Sisi, the kings of Jordan, Bahrain and Morocco, and this guy Mahmoud Abbas, whole lot of them, kulluhum murtaddun, kha'inun, shaitan, Hizbul Shaitan, they all belong to the party of Satan and Lucifer, and they are murtads and apostates. They got nothing to do with Islam. So remember that. Can you believe this? Yeah, the Haaretz newspaper, I had to read it twice. I thought I misread it. The Haaretz Jutla newspaper says to the Jews, watch Saudi TV for Israeli news. I'm reading again. The Haaretz newspaper writes, watch Saudi TV for Israeli news. It seems like things are not so rosy now between MBS and the Israeli regime. So now they have secret information which the Israelis are leaking to them. Obviously, they are paying for it, and thereafter they mention it on their TV stations. So now they're wondering who's leaking what, you see. That, you know, the Saudis know the weakness of people, that if they want something, they will pay millions and billions, just like the World Cup 2034, which will not happen, inshallah. CIA torture, the program they had after 9/11, so must be exposed to one and all. What things they did to our people and they are doing in Guantanamo Bay. The shame of America and their politicians and the Congress, the waterboarding and everything else. What are you doing to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqa? So Siddiqui, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Hafizah Allah, Allah alone protect her from all these haramis. They speak of human rights, they speak of democracy, but they are the biggest satans and shaitans, that when we expose them, then they use their veto. So tell me what Israel is doing. It's not war crimes, it's not ethnic cleansing, it's not crimes against humanity. We say it loudly and boldly. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue wherever they are. Israel kills the Jazeera cameraman. They have murdered the most amount of people in the field of journalism. They don't allow international journalists to enter there so they can continue with their war crimes. Listen to this, Modi, and you Hindus, you want to bootlick America and so forth. Trump could be deporting 18,000 Indians because they're there illegally and so forth. Palestinians are appealing to Biden, better pass a law that no Palestinian president could be deported when Trump comes into power. So Trump is a madcap, you know, he's a narcissist and an egoist. One day he will say this, the next day he will say something else. He is a bigger liar than him, the serial liar Netanyahu. Russia warns Israel over annexing the Golan Heights. Beware, Israel. Don't think we can't take action. We will take action. So Russia is giving them a warning. Russia is the only player that I see now that can take on America and Israel at the same time. Our Muslim countries, Arab countries, good for nothing, a whole lot of them. They all speak double talk. You must remember that. India, and remember the ties between India and Russia are increasing all the time. India to supply gas to Sri Lanka, so the Sri Lankan ministers are dead and prime minister whatever. Multiple deaths in the school shooting is well Wisconsin. You know, America, a madcap, you understood. This guy here is a teenager. He goes with a gun and he shoots 3-4 people dead, and then he commits suicide also. So that's what America is. Even the shrink, the psychiatrist, you look at him, he also looks a little bit dizzy. When I saw one, two guys there, I asked, what you do? I say, I'm a psychiatrist. I looked at him. I want to ask him, are you also crazy? Because they look dully themselves, you must remember that. They saw so many mad people, they became mad also. Okay, UK unlawfully detained 64 Sri Lankans in one remote island there. So they all got remote islands. America has got their Guantanamo Bay. This guy got a place, UK, called Chakos, or whatever you call it, and they kept them, and now they must sue them. They must sue the government, spends off, you must remember that. Trump says, Zelensky, you're not invited for the inauguration. So Ukraine and Zelensky are history. Once Trump comes, go to hell. Me, I want to deal with Putin. He's a bigger fish. You're a small fry. I got nothing to do with you. Don't waste my time. One thing I will tell you about Trump, instinctively, that he's anti-war. But remember, he wants money from you. He doesn't want to pay anything, but he wants to receive money. So that's how the Arab regimes get away with him. Germany, Scholz, Kolz, whatever you want to call him, the government has fallen. He lost the vote of confidence. Elections February 23rd. So already the election season is starting in next year, 2025. Mozambique, the cyclone strikes there, and lot of damage, obviously. Speaking of Mozambique, the Libombo border crossing opens. That's your Komati port, and that, you know, Maputo and all that, and Gracia and whatever else. So now that has opened, and millions of rains daily, 10 million rain or more, was wasted, remember, because so many trucks, so many tourists all stuck there and so forth. South Africa, last night we experienced it here. Yeah. Severe thunderstorms and rain in most parts of South Africa. Whenever you hear the thunder, then read chapter 13, the chapter on thunder, Surah Ra'd, and verse 13, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ, that the thunder is praising Almighty Allah. The angels are praising and glorifying Almighty Allah out of fear for Almighty Allah. And you know, last night I came to lock up, and while I was locking up, then you must remember the power also went. So remember this, so till now there's no power here. Extension 1 and extension 2. 4 days there was no water. So the water came back. Now electricity is gone. The power is gone. Energy is gone. We, with Allah's help, we have alternatives. But what about the people? Remember that. So that is your ANC. Hopeless, useless characters, if you ask me. The Bella Act. Helen Zeller, the Jutli, speaks. She says that this is revenge against the Afrikaners and the Afrikaans language. Remember that. So there I agree with her. You must remember this. Afrikaans is a wonderful language. We learned Afrikaans, but because of its association with apartheid, so now it got demonized, and you know, people think everything is bad. So that's not right. So you must give the people the right. They want to teach in English, let them teach in English. They want to teach in Afrikaans, let them teach in Afrikaans. They want to teach in Zulu, let them teach in Zulu. So they must get the teaching teachers and what have you. So that will be the best thing to do. Today's program here by us, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Salman Yunus of Durban with Maulana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. Inshallah, Bonface is back from Mozambique. He was gone on leave. Inshallah, he will come in this morning. Our Junaid Motai is smiling. So inshallah, you contact him, inshallah, 6 o'clock. So he told me he'll be back here today at work, inshallah al-Aziz. And then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Once again, you Muslims throughout South Africa, and especially here in Gauteng, Indonesia, remember they are proposing to set up and establish the casino opposite the Jami Masjid, so we must protest and sign petitions, do whatever we can that is legal and within the framework of the law. We don't advocate breaking the law, but we must never allow such a horrible, terrible thing like a casino. One side they got McDonald's there already, another haram entity, and all these McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks, all haram, remember that. These halal logos are not worth the paper on which they are written, so we need to be very clear on all these issues. Gee, Master Salim, we have 22 minutes or so left before I depart from here for the masjid, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I sometimes feel like I have urine drops after relieving myself. Is my salah and tahara valid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of this in the Noble Quran, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about this. Anything you want to know about Islam, our first point of reference will be the Noble Glorious Quran, Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are 114 chapters in the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses. So go to the last chapter and see what Almighty Allah states. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. What will the shayateen, Satan, Lucifer, do? They will bring waswasa, the whisperings of Satan. So fi sudurin nas, in the hearts of humanity, min al jinnati wan nas, and this will emanate and come from who? From the jinnat, the invisible creation. Allah created them min nari samum, the smokeless fire, and wan nas, and from human beings, because you have Satan's agents, comrades, cronies. So this is enshrined in chapter 114, verses 5 and 6, the last verses of the Noble Quran, the last chapter. So that is what Quran is teaching us. So what must you say, my brother? Say, Al-A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Wa imma yanzaghannaka Minash Shaitani Nazghun Fasta'iz Billah. Chapter 7, verse 200. That whenever Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan gives you a vaccine, an injection, say, Fasta'iz Billah. Seek the protection of Almighty Allah. Say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Before making huzu, brother, whilst making huzu, so remember that, say the hadith. You don't have to say the hadith, I'll tell you what you must say. The hadith in Tirmidhi, inna lil hudu ishaitan and yuqalu lahu al walahan. So verily for hudu there's a Satan, Shaitan, that the awlad of Iblis, the progeny of Iblis, his name is Walahan. And fattaku waswas al ma, and remember that you must use his name and seek Allah's protection from him, then to protect yourself from the waswasa and whisperings. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So say, before you enter the toilet to relieve yourself, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the shaitan, Satan, male and female. Open Mishkat Mustada Ahmad, you will find all these type of ahadith. Second one is this, that when you starting your hudu ablution, Allahumma inni inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from walahan. Before you start your salat, because you're going to get confused, or your fuses will get blown in salat, you will forget which surah, chapter you're reading, which rakat you are in. Especially you imams and hafiz, tarawih is coming 2.5 months time, inshallah. So read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khinzab. Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B, is sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. And inshallah, give out charity daily. Allah will protect us from Satan, Lucifer, and all his agents. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from iblis and his army and agents.
Mufti Saab, what can one do for vomiting and diarrhea, and are there any sunnah foods to consume to cure these symptoms?
Remember, my brother, one person came to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about his stomach ailments and so forth. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take honey. So again he came and said that no, it's not really helping. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa rahmatul alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kadhaba batnu akhik wa sadaqa Allah." What Almighty Allah speaks is 100% the truth. Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, that is the B, and that is Surah An-Nahl, and verse number 69, Fihi shifa'ul linnas. Take honey every morning, every evening, little bit, inshallah, the shifa, what Allah said is the truth, and what your brother is saying about his stomach, that is not true. After a few days, he said, everything has settled down and good. So you take honey every day, and you don't have to spend money by the doctors and the quacks and the people who are just going to rip you off. Allah will give you enough cure and shifa, inshallah. And give our charity to the poor and needy. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. When you yourself, you sick, other people are sick, give our charity to Muslim, non-Muslim, any person who's poor. The hadith is mentioned in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Make it part of our routine. Da'u مرضاكم بالصدقة. Make intention for Muslim, non-Muslim. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, give them shifa and so forth. Remember, this is for non-Muslims who are not harbi. Harbi, we are at war with them like Israel. For them, no shifa. Let them freak. Let them die like dogs, the haramis. So that is our dua against them. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina ajaiba. So these type of du'as we make against the jutlas and jutlis.
Mufti Saab, my daughter is 16 years old. She met a boy and wants to get married. I refused her permission as I believe she's too young. Now she wants to elope. What do I do?
Let us study the question, my brother. You are the father. How come your daughter got so much freedom? She can move around alone. You gave her the internet. You gave her the cell phone. And she can send emails to the females. And females sending emails to the males. And all these type of things. So it all starts there. Therefore, Quran Sharif has taught us, chapter 66, verse number 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places in the Quran. Yeto ashiqana khitab hai. This is an address filled with love and compassion. Wherever it is mentioned, Allah is elevating our rank and our status. Conversely, the opposite, Allah mentions it once, that to humiliate and disgrace the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Chapter 66, verse number 7. Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Only once is mentioned, to disgrace, humiliate them. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhirul yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Don't cite any excuses. No excuses entertained. Innama tujuzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be punished according to your deeds and actions. nations, everlasting doom and gloom and hellfire. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65, Khalidina fiha abada, la yajiduna waliyya wala nasira. So that is what we need to understand. Save yourself and your children, your family from the fire. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith sharif in Bukhari, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya, every one of you is a shepherd, you will be questioned regarding your flock. So that is the introduction. Did we fulfill our role as parents? Are we doing a good job as parenting? No. So that's a problem. Second one, she is threatening you, she will elope and so forth and so on. You must tell her you want to do all these things here. Everything is taken away from you. No internet for you, no cell phone for you, nothing for you, and so forth. Since when you became our boss, sam min kalbak ya akulka, you have a small little puppy. When these jutlas came there in 46-47, they were begging the Palestinians, don't expel us, don't kick us out. Palestinians, good heart and simple, naive people, gave the squatters place there and so forth. They came as puppies. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. Now they became bulldogs and Alsatians, and now they're murdering them and killing them. So she want to dictate to you, you tell her, yeah, in this house is your rule and not what you're going to tell us. And if you don't want to, there's the door, you pack up and get out from here. You have to be cruel to be kind sometimes. So use the carrot and stick approach and cry to Allah, ya Allah, what guna, what crimes did we commit? Today is ki padash hum dekh rahe. That's the proper word in Urdu, that we're seeing the padash of our shamat amal. This is very high Urdu. So we are seeing the punishment here in this world because of our misdemeanors and our crimes and our sins that we are committing daily. So beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Allah guide us, guide your daughter to the right path. Always cry to Allah and read Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. So all this intermingling and so forth, you see, Islam doesn't allow it, because this is what happens. They want to elope. It's infatuation. She sees the movies and she sees Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. She says, I want to experience it. She doesn't know. She is mature physically, but mentally she's not mature. She is very nadan. That's the proper word we will use in our vernacular. Mentally she's not mature. You are still a kid and a child. You don't understand the realities of life. You must take the blessings of your parents, otherwise you curse forever. Remember that, my daughter.
Mufti Sahab, the boss that we work for on public holidays, we must open the shop from 6 to 6, and he pays us a normal day pay. Is this right? Just asking, but we need the job.
So he is exploiting the situation because he knows you come from Malawi, you come from India, you come from Pakistan, Zimbabwe or wherever. And now he says every day, including public holidays, weekends, you must open the shop 6 to 6 and no extra pay, nothing. You must go report him to the labor department. You must sue him. So then he will come right and so forth. You say, but then he will fire us. So let him fire you. Then you go to the CCMA and you take him to the cleaners and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for justice. Read the following verses, all of you who are oppressed by your bosses or whoever else. Remember, by these tyrants, the enemies of Islam and Muslims and so forth. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. The dua. We offer who? Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Against the homos, homosexuals, and the gay brigade. Oh, Allah, assist me against these mischief makers, troublemakers. He cried, he petitioned, Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel, go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and pick up that land and smash it to the earth. Ijazul Quran. The miracle of the Quran Sharif continues for all times, all places. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We made it the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Imagine the miracles of Quran. And Nabi cries to Allah, you should be crying, my brother, who is making you work 6 to 6. And so even the non-Muslims won't do that sometime, but the Muslim will do it, Allah forbid. So do read the dua of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, that he tried every way for 950 years to invite his people, but they would not listen. Chapter 54, verse number 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. He cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ. I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. فَانْتَصِيرٌ. You defend me, you help me, O Allah. So you say, O Mazloom, O oppressed person, Rabbi Anni Maghloobun Fantasir. And Nabi cries, and Allah sends the tufan, the deluge, and the flood. All of them, his wife, son, all dispatched straight to hell, and all those who opposed him as well. So all this enshrined clearly in the noble Quran. And that is two. First one, we told you, chapter 29, verse 30. Second one, chapter 54, verse 10. Third one, you're going through worry, sorry, anxiety. The dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Truly there's none worthy of worship. Everlasting glory, perfection is only solely for you. You transcend every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. You're more perfect than the word perfect, ya Rabbal Alameen. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, you translated, I am the wrongdoer. For me and you, we translated, we are the sinners, we are the oppressors, we are the tyrants, we are the wrongdoers, ya Allah. So help us. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala rescued Nabi Yunus alayhi salam from the zulumat, the darkness of the belly of the fish, the darkness of the ocean, darkness of the night, so many darknesses. But Allah gives me and you bushra and bisharat and glad tidings. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Allah will rescue us also. Read it abundantly. Last one, the beloved Sahaba, the enemies told them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. That the enemy are mobilizing, organizing their army. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Instead of getting frightened, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Internally their iman increased. Externally they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Read Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil abundantly. Chapter 3, verse 173. Chapter 22, verse 78. The last line. Fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Ya Allah, you are the best helper, the best protector. Give out charity. Allah will destroy the zalim and the oppressor and his empire if he's not careful. You can't be making zulm on people and getting away from it. Allah Ta'ala will take you to task. Ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah, brother.
Mufti Sahab, a question from a sister. If someone arrived in Makkah today and got a haze now before performing Umrah, what's the procedure? Does she stay in Ihram till she's clean? And if she leaves before she's clean, does she make her Umrah in haze and pay dam?
Remember, my sister, you are already in Makkah Mukarramah. Before you entered Makkah, then your haiz, your menses started, as happened to Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. So she made intention of tamattu hajj, and when they were performing hajj in the 10th year of the hijrah, when she arrived there in Sarif, where Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried, just 30 kilos or so out of Makkah plus minus, Her napaki, her menses started. And now she could not perform Umrah because what had happened? So now she had to change her niyat because now the days of Hajj started. So faskhul Umrati ilal Hajj, and she cancelled, abrogated that intention of Umrah and performed Ifrad Hajj. On the night of the 14th, then they were about to leave from Abtah. You know where your bin Dawood, Dawood Mota is in Shisha, Aziziya, in that area there. So she came, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the honorable wives perform Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. He, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved Sayyida Aisha also, and said, okay, you go with your brother Abdurrahman and perform the Umrah from there, from Tan'im. So now we come to your scenario. Two, three different scenarios. One scenario, now you are in a Haiz, so you remain in a Haram. You can take a shower, you can change your clothes, you can change your underwear, all that you can do. However, you can't use soap, you can't use lotion, you can't use shampoo, all that. These are the laws and restrictions of Ihram. Now you get park and clean, 100% you are sure. And then you take a ghusl, a compulsory mandatory bath, and from your hotel you just go straight and perform Umrah. You don't have to go to Tan'im or anywhere else. So that's first scenario. Second scenario is this, that you went, you with Umrah, you are staying there for 6-7 days, all 6-7-8 days you are in your napaki. Now is your time for your departure to come back to South Africa, Mauritius, Hong Kong, from wherever you came from. So you cut your hair and you come out of Ihram. Then you go, whether you go personally or your husband, father goes, that's your business. So tell your father, brother, husband to go to a place called Kudai. K-U-D-A-Y, Kaf Dalia Kudai. So go there and go yourself. Don't just give the money to people. 90%, 80%, they also mix up people, they'll pocket it. You go to Kudai and there you will find the animals there and make the price and then tell them slaughter it and give it out to the poor people, the meat and so forth. So that will be your dam and your penalty there. And then for the future, you will have to make qaza of that Umrah anytime in future. What you are suggesting, that in your haiz and menses you will go and perform Umrah, absolutely haram that is. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22 verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who just makes irada, niyat, intention of deviation and oppression and wrongdoing, and you just made that intention, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash for such a person a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. And I gave you, Allah let these type of things happen to the greatest of people, after all the prophets and messengers, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's incident I gave you. So it's absolutely haram for you to do so. And remember, qaza will still be compulsory and you will have to slaughter a dam and so forth. So therefore, that wait, if you are clean, 100% make ghusl, perform Umrah. You're not clean, cut your hair, you cut it yourself, and thereafter you are out of Ihram, slaughter the goat and sheep there in Makkah, and go to Kudai, and anytime in future make qaza. Last question, Maulana.
Uftisar, for how long before and after Maghrib Azan must we keep the children in the house? Number two,
Gigi, carry on,
if
Maulana,
we are out of the house at that time, like we are invited for a bride, will it suffice that we cover their head with a topi or burqa?
So remember, when I was a young boy, early 60s, we busy with our soccer, the last penalty, we busy with our cricket, we have to hit the last six or the last four. My mother would come on, get inside the house, and that, we were 5, 6, 7 years old. We used to wonder why she's telling us this, but it's our beloved mother. They learned all this from Hazrat Mamaji, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. They were direct students, you know. So Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mohana Imam Zubair Ali was the sage of the age. So he was teaching them the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِذَا كَانَ جَنْحُ اللَّيْلِ, that when the night approaches, the sun is about to set and so forth, فَكُفُّوا سُبْيَانَكُمْ, bring your children indoors, فَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنْتَشِرُوا يَوْمَئِذٍ. So that's the time the shaitan, they are prowling the streets and they're going to have their meeting and so forth. So 5-10 minutes before Maghrib, all the small children indoors. Those who are 7 years old, 8, 9, 10 years old, go to masjid, the boys. The girls start preparing. And what you doing there outside Maghrib time, having a braai and all that? Shaitans only will have a braai Maghrib time. You should be indoors and you should be reading salat and so forth. And now you have a braai and you must salat. You'll get braai'd in Jahannam, Quran says. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you go to Jahannam and walk to Jahannam? First thing they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We never used to read Salat. No, you bring them indoors. Not just put a topi on them and so forth. Today we have adopted the kufar culture and we miss the things that are most important in Salat. Allah forgive us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.